Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry would like to invite you to our monthly men's breakfast, held every first, third, and fifth Friday of each month. You enjoy fun fellowship in the Word of God as we break bread together. The meetings are held at First Christian Church, 1130 North Main Street, Kernersville, North Carolina. We start promptly at 6:30 a.m. and have a hard stop at 8 o'clock a.m. Come, join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr. Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
Good morning. This is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio, your co-host.
And this is Will Hardy, your other co-host. And Roy, it's good to be back again.
Yes, it is, Will. We're approaching the holiday season and just an amazing time right now for taking the opportunity to reflect over the year. And we've, of course, had quite a bit happen here in the last few months and with this Israel conflict and, of course, all the political mess that's going on in our country. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Roy. You know, when you were talking about the Israel crisis and, you know, we had a conversation on that in our last broadcast, and we want to continue that conversation today because I think what we see happening around the country with, like we talked about at the end of the program last time, with the various protests that are going on in reference to supporting the Palestinian people. And, you know, we discussed a little bit about that, and we said that within any conflict, and of course, this conflict began not with Israel, but it actually began with Hamas flying in, massacring people at a concert, and then people in a local kibbutz. And so when we see now Israel defending itself and, you know, the horrors of war is bad for everyone, but in particular the civilian population, which, you know, that those things are unavoidable because Israel must defend itself when it comes to things like this.
Exactly, Will. I've been really disappointed, I guess would be the word to use, how the world has reacted to Israel's response. I think we talked about that on the last program, that you know, here's a country that was, you know, trying to do all they could to keep things in a peaceful state. And then out of the clear blue, Hamas, you know, rained terror on all those children, those families, the women. And we continue to hear more and more about the atrocities that have been passed on to these young ladies from Hamas and the things they've done to them. It's just absolutely incredible to hear the horror stories.
And, you know, when we look at the things that have happened, you know, within our lifetime, and of course, I wasn't around when Israel became a nation or recognized as a nation, but I certainly was here during the 67 war, the 73 war, and then the wars that happened after that. But we have to be reminded, I think, constantly in this country that Israel is a chosen nation of God. God recognized the nation of Israel as his chosen people. And we say, we say first chosen. That's what I like to say. I like to say first chosen because we as Gentiles who are engrafted into Christ, we are chosen as well. But Israel was the first chosen of God, and God will never, ever abandon them, and they will never, ever get wiped out, regardless of all of the terror organizations that have come against them. And, you know, I read somewhere where you have 35 to 40 different terror groups that are out to basically wipe Israel off, off the map. And, you know, when we hear in the news, we hear Hamas, we hear Al-Qaeda, we hear ISIS, we hear Hezbollah, you know, and we hear all of these main groups that have been in the news within the last, you know, 15 to 25 years. And we say that this is something that God have prophesied in his word, that people will come against Israel, but God will defend them. So, you know, we started this conversation before by saying, you know, I know that people have asked me who are not verily versed in the scripture, and they said, hey, is this a sign of what's coming? So that's what we're here to talk about.
Thank you, Will. It's a great lead in. Well, Will, why don't you go ahead and pick up some of your talking points that I know you've discussed with me and prepare to take us through for this episode.
Well, you know, Roy, when we look at what the Word of God said in reference to Israel and things like that, and all of the, when we look at the United Nations, let's just start with them. So we look at the United Nations, and the United Nations have made countless resolutions condemning Israel more than any other country. And they've only made one major resolution in support of that. So we see how we get that leaning toward one way or the other. Now, God made a covenant with Abraham back in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. And then he made a covenant with Isaac in Genesis 26, 1 through 6. And then he made a covenant with Jacob, Genesis 28, 10 through 15, and his descendants. And of course, it was through those descendants in which the Messiah came. So God is special when it comes to the speciality of Israel, looking at them as a loving apple of his eye. And again, he will always be there to defend them, because he declared, you know, that his people, Israel, are a holy people. Why? Because God chose them for himself, and they are a special treasure. And of course, that's in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6.
Will, with the mention of so many terrorist organizations going against Israel, and of course we know Iran's right in the middle of that, you know, and the funding agent at least appears to be from the bad actors that we've heard about. And, you know, within the country, I can't remember what the number was, but I believe it was, I don't know, 10 or 15, maybe even closer to 30 different organizations within Gaza that had been engaged with all of this mess as well. And I think that's created some of the opportunities with recovering the hostages or finding the hostages, right? And that's one of the things we need to pray about, you know, as a team and as a body of Christians. We need to pray for that revelation so that they can find out where these folks are at, and also for these other organizations that we're not calling out by name, that God would intervene there as well.
Yeah. And, you know, Roy, when we talked about on last show, we said that Iran is basically wanting to use all of these organizations as proxies, basically to fight the war for them, because within their religion and within their holy apocalyptic books that they talk about, they say that they're waiting for this 12th Iman to happen, who is basically going to rule and run the world. But we know that that's not going to happen, because if they're talking about this 12th Iman and he's going to rule the world, maybe they're referring to the Antichrist. I don't know. But I do know this, that whatever man surfaces that an attempt to overthrow Israel, it's never, ever going to happen. God, again, he told Israel, you know, in Deuteronomy 28 and 15, that, you know, the blessings are going to be upon you. But if you don't follow, you know, those guidelines and laws in which he put out for the children of Israel, then cursing will come to them. And this is why a lot of times they were held in captivity through Nebuchadnezzar, Assyria, and so on. We, as God's engrafted people into the branch. Now we have an opportunity. And I'm thankful for that because God turned to us. But as he turned to us, he still hadn't forgot about Israel. So as being Gentiles, we're still in support of Israel because we're all serving the same God in heaven.
Amen. Well, you know, the ideologies of so many different groups, and of course, we've even talked about this in our own country, that we've lost the ability to create a moral guidance for our country. And then as we continue just to weaken down the foundation of our country, and we have more opportunities for this type of confusion and misbelief, if you will, and deception amongst the people. And then, of course, if you go back globally and refer to it from a global perspective, that's all they know is all these, this melting pot of all these different belief systems and religions. And it's interesting, like we've talked about before, the only belief system that doesn't require you to do something is following Christ, Christianity. He's already done it for us. All we have to do is make a free will choice to accept it. And the Bible backs all that up from cover to cover of his coming and his arrival and his resurrection. And it's been fact-checked and foolproofed for how many years over the last several centuries, right? And so it's interesting in dealing with these other countries and watching the news slants, you know, depending on which news network you dial into, it's going to have some particular slant to it. One's going to be pro-Palestinian, the other's going to be obviously pro-Israel, which is the way that we believe as followers of Christ. But this thing of celebrating terrorism, celebrating the heinous crimes that have been committed against all the people, and not to mention the ladies in particular, how bad it's been for them, and just and the young ladies, and quite a few of them, the ones that have been held hostages in that late teenage 20-something years, and you just have to really wonder what's going on there.
You know, Roy, and the reason why we are in support of Israel again is because of what God says, and we're standing on the word of God. So in Ezekiel 43:7, God said that he would dwell in the midst of his people, Israel, forever. So regardless of what we see happening to the people, and those folks who have asked me, hey, is this sign of the end time coming? Are we looking at, you know, this cranking up of the end times? And I tell them that all of this is a prelude to what's going to happen. The Psalms 83 war, you know, the war of Gog and Magog. And then, of course, all that is culminating with the war of the Antichrist. But this is why we stand with Israel. And remember, Roy, in Ezekiel 37, when God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the dry bones. Now, this was really, really interesting, because when he said prophesy to the dry bones was is representation of Israel. And he said, you know, that these bones, when you speak to them, that they're going to live again. So what that was saying was, before Israel became a nation, they weren't recognized as a people anymore. But God, again, he, from that point forward, and once Israel got recognized as a nation, you know, back in May 18th of 48, I think that was, again, this culmination of all of the things that were prophesied through the prophets, Amos, Zechariah, Daniel, Isaiah, and so forth, you know, to let us know that all of the things that God had talked about is coming to pass, some of them in our lifetime. And this is an exciting, absolutely exciting time to be living, to see some of these things that God have prophesied come to pass.
Yeah, and Will, you make a good point. Albeit exciting, we know that there's going to be a lot of strife in this journey, right? And that's what we're seeing with the folks who have been attacked without basis and without cause. And you're exactly right. Watching scripture be fulfilled and piecing it all together is quite amazing. I have to pray for mercy for Israel, and just that God remains true and strong, and powers them through everything that they're going to face over the next several months, maybe even years, as they are on the world stage and being condemned from people that really have no idea of what it's all about.
Exactly, Roy. And we've seen prophesied four really great prophecies being fulfilled. The first one, of course, happened in 1948 when the regathering of the Jewish people. Now, if we go to Isaiah 11 and 12, we can see that because, you know, when the nation of Israel was exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, then they returned, and then the rebuilding of the temple and then the rebuilding of the walls under Nehemiah and Ezra. And then, of course, in 70 AD, they were exiled again. When we see all of these things happening, I think it should give us reassurance, number one, that Israel must go through these things, and number two, that the word of God is true, and it's true from cover to cover, regathering them and bringing them back to the place where they are. And when all these things start to happen, and this regathering, God said he's going to bring them from the east, north, south. He's going to bring them from all four corners of the earth. And then because of the direction that Israel went in, now we, as God's people, according to Daniel 9, 24 to 27, we're in that time of the Gentiles. I'm thanking God again for the fact that, you know, we have this opportunity to not only see these things unfolding, but to also be in support of a people to know that the God of all creation is behind them and will continue to watch over them regardless of whatever it is that they go through.
That's good, Will. Will, if you could speak to God right now, which we do every day in prayer, but if you were having a conversation with him about Israel, what would be your first question?
Well, I think when we look at what's happening, for me, I would just simply thank him that his word is being fulfilled. That is not to be confused with the fact that I'm thankful of what's happening to Israel, because God have already prophesied that. Mm-hmm. But I'll be thankful that we can again stand on the truth of the gospel, that whatever he said and however we receive it, if we are open to the Spirit and know when the Spirit speak to us, because over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he talks about that no man knows the spirit of another man except the spirit of that man which is in him. Neither can no man know the things of God except by the Spirit of God. So we can't understand what's happening and then the meaning behind what's happening unless we have the Spirit of God dwelling within us. And I think this is why, Roy, we get so misconstrued and misunderstood when we speak about certain things, and then because of folks not having the Spirit of God to interpret those things, they misquote them or they misunderstand what the Word of God is saying. That's like oil and water. You know, you can't mix the two. As much and as hard as people try to, they want to take the meaning that they understand instead of starting with Scripture. Being born again, when you're born again, now that you get the Holy Spirit inside of you, now the Holy Spirit can interpret what you see and what you understand in the Word and not just take it for whatever you think it means.
Pretty eye-opening, Will, for folks who are listening and trying to decipher where they're at in their walk and what they know about the Bible. And I think when you listen to what you're sharing and you think about the current status of the world, and then we've talked many times about, you know, the largest failure of most Christians and followers of Christ is their study time or their reading time. You would think that now is a time that people would really be diving deep, whether they're of the Christian faith or not, to look into the Bible to see what's going on right now and just even take a deeper study of Israel and what God says about Israel and what his expectations are and what his fulfillment's going to be.
Yeah, Roy, and I think when they do that, not only will they have an open heart, but their eyes as well as their mind will be open to the truth of the word, because mm-hmm. God had already prophesied against that the 6-day war would happen in Zechariah chapter 8, verses 4-8. And of course, we can't read all of these verses, but I'm giving the verses so that if our listeners want to go back and research some of these things that we're discussing, that they can see for themselves in the word of God that God said it would happen. And lo and behold, it came about, because God cannot lie and he cannot go against his word. He just cannot. When we see him talking in Zechariah 8:23, we see it in again in Ezekiel 37 about the reestablishment of Israel, and Isaiah 66:7-8. All of these passages give us confirmation and also reassurance again that the word of God is true. And so mm-hmm. when we see things like this happening against Israel, individual, what we call lone wolves that go out here and cause terror against a mosque and synagogue, that when you look at these things and you say these things are supposed to happen. So for the believer, it really shouldn't be a surprise, because God has prophesied all of these things are going to come to pass. And if we, again, just take time to look into the word of God, we'll see everything that God said will be coming about. It's just a matter of time. I'm so glad that when the Antichrist come and establish his kingdom and his world order, that we as believers won't be here to see the things that are going to happen to this world.
Amen. Amen. So, Will, let's shift gears for a moment. I want to talk to you about the U.S. with the border crisis we're in the middle of, and this kind of feeds back into the potential larger scheme of world war again. And have you noticed the numbers lately of non-South America people that are infiltrating the borders over the last year? I think it was a yearly number. I can't remember the breakout, but between the Chinese and the Russians, there was, I don't know, 25 or 30,000 people, if memory serves me correctly. Again, I'm not looking at the statistic in front of me at the time of this recording, but what are your thoughts there?
Well, Roy, I think since America has been America, it started long before this period here, that we have countless number of sleeper cells in this country. And of course, if we go back, and I'm just going to use a secular example, there was a weekly series called The Americans, basically shown these were Russian type of sleeper cells, and they were given information to go out and basically wreak havoc, find out what they can about American society. And they were living in this country as Americans, but then, of course, they were spies and worked for other governments. And the same thing, I think, is happening today. So it never stopped, you know, way back then. So when we see this infiltration of individuals coming in, we really don't know who they are and who they represent. They could give us a name, they could give us a place where they were born, but who are they really? And I think this is what we as people in this country, we have to be concerned about who we allow into the country. If we just say we're going to open the borders up to anybody, the rest of the folks who may not be aware of what's happening when you do that, they're looking at it as a show of compassion. But we who know the truth, we know that everyone who do come in, and again, I'm not saying all people, but those who do come in who have a nefarious type of plot against the country to do whatever it is that they're going to do, that we have to be cognizant of this. And I think if we're not, it's simply just to shut a blind eye to eventually what's going to happen in America that is happening or has happened in Europe. When we look at the third thing, we talk about the repossession of ancient capital of Jerusalem. When we look at the repossession of the capital of Jerusalem, in other words, the capital is reestablished as the capital of Jerusalem again, because God said it would happen. And I'm hurrying through these now for the sake of time. On number four, it is the refocusing of the world attention on Israel. So if you look at now what's happening through the various countries and how the countries that's in that inner and outer ring of Israel is starting to support nations like Rosh, which is Russia. And, you know, we talked about Meshech and Tubal and Gomer and Beth Targama, all of these countries that's Southern Europe and Turkey region. And then we talked about Put and Kush, which is, you know, Ethiopia and the Somalia region. And then
hi, folks, this is Johnny, Talkum's producer for Man Talk Radio Podcast. Join us every second Saturday of the month at 8 a.m. for Bold, Becoming Obedient-Led Disciples, out at the Crossing at Union Cross Campus, located at 1650 Pecan Lane, Kernersville, North Carolina, 27284. Come grab a biscuit for your body and some fellowship for your spirit.
As we conclude today's show, TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.